Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, you guys know for our summer tips and advice, the Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we have been connecting with real travelers out there. You know, I'm always coming on telling my stories. I was here, I was there, and I love travel, which, I mean, obviously I do, but I also love to hear about why other people like to travel. I'm not just talking about those folks who are out there traveling for work, like myself, other travel journalists or other travel bloggers, but I'm talking about the folks who are, you know, who are doing it because they really love it. They're making time in their schedule to get out there and go and be adventurous and find these spots and places that they've always wanted to see firsthand. So I want to find out for them, why do they travel? So this series is still going on, and I have a good friend of mine named Lindsay Lucas, who we have actually a funny kind of story, which I think can be one of the reasons why people like to travel, is that we actually met on a trip while traveling. Now, Lindsay's a school teacher, and she takes her summer vacations and her other breaks to go traveling. So, Lindsay, welcome to the show. It is definitely a thrill to have you on because we could start off by talking about how we met with traveling.
Yes, we did meet on a trip. It was a cruise around the Mediterranean. Yes. And I was a solo traveler. And you were a solo traveler, and we met, I believe, that first night when we had our first dinner, and they were placing people at the seats to sit down, and I had met you, and the funny part about it was we lived in the same state and didn't even realize it.
I know. I remember thinking that was really funny, because when you said that, I was like, you live in Atlanta? Atlanta, Georgia. Like, you know, there's going to be some other Atlanta, you know?
And it was one of the greatest trips I've taken.
Well, I mean, that trip was really, really very nice. And where we were, guys, is that we were on a cruise with a cruise line called Paul Gauguin, like the French artist. And when you talk about luxury, I mean, that was a small ship. If I remember correctly, I think it only held like 88 passengers. And on our cruise, I think it was only like 24, 25 of us. So we literally had about two or three crew members per passenger to ourselves.
It was great.
It was definitely great. And we got a chance to see a lot of interesting ports. And I really love all the history and stuff, too, that you can learn when you're making all of those various stops in so many cities on one trip. Really, really great. But now I want to get into the I Travel Because part of the show, Lindsay. And I, first of all, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this, because I know it's your stories about travel that you're going to be sharing. So we greatly appreciate that. So why don't we start off with you're telling me about maybe the earliest travel experience that you can remember.
One of the earliest I can remember is what my parents told me, because of the fact that I was born in Germany. And I don't remember any of that when we came over to the United States. So when we moved to Texas, I remember getting in a car with my brothers and sisters from El Paso, Texas. And we got in the car for a good 10 hours and drove to San Antonio, Texas to go see the Alamo, SeaWorld, and Six Flags. And my parents let me go to the Alamo because I had learned about it in school. And I was like, I was really interested in history. And I said, well, I want to go see this place that we keep talking about. What does it look like and things like that? And they were able to take us there. And I thought, as a child who was probably 8 or 9, that that was the longest trip ever getting there. But when I got there, it met my expectations, and I enjoyed going and seeing the artifacts and everything that were there. And it felt good that my parents were like, you know what, she wants to go see this, let's go ahead and see it. And then we went to Six Flags and SeaWorld and got to see all these other things, because if you've been to El Paso, there's not much around. You've got to travel to get there. So that was my earliest experience of traveling somewhere. And it was with my parents and with my whole family. And we had a great time. It was hot, but we had a very great time living there and just spending a couple of days in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, that does sound really great. And I love the fact that your parents also kind of tuned into what you were interested in and what you were really wanting to learn about as part of your first travel experience, because I think that really does kind of deepen those feelings that we have of wanting to explore more once you really start off with doing something that is really of interest to you.
And I think it does, because they did the same thing to me when I learned about the Liberty Bell when we lived in New Jersey. They took a trip to Philadelphia, and we were able to go see the Liberty Bell. And my parents are like, it's a big bell. I said, I know, but the significance of the bell and looking at, you know, the hall where they, where our founding fathers were and things like that interested me a lot. So I love the fact that they were able to take me to these places like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about the I Travel Because series that we have been talking with some of my friends and fellow travelers that I've met along the way and asking them some of these questions about why they love to travel. What is it that interests them, that gets them up and going and wanting to go out and explore this big, beautiful world that we live in? And my guest today is Lindsay Lucas, and she and I actually met on a trip. We were traveling solo and kind of just, you know, met up and realized we were from the same city as well. So, Lindsay, let's continue talking about this, though, because now, did this also create a strong interest in history for you? Because both of the places that you've mentioned that are so memorable to you really have a very strong history or historic kind of sense to them as well.
It does, because with me being a teacher, I'm a social studies teacher, and therefore I teach a lot of geography and teach about the world. And I think when I was younger, having to go to these historical places made it easier for me when I got older to want to explore more and travel more to these historic places that I was learning about. So a lot of the reason I travel is to go to these places that I teach my students about. Mm. Therefore, not only teaching them from a textbook, but actually having real world experience. So I can say, I've actually been there. This is what it actually looks like. This is the history of that building. This is everything I can tell you, and I can show them through pictures of my own instead of just pulling up the internet. And I think you get a better connection, and it connects me better with my students. So it encourages me to want to travel more.
Absolutely. And you do a lot of traveling. But let me ask you this, though, Lindsay, because I'm just curious. How has travel changed you? Or do you feel that it has changed you? Because I know we haven't gotten to some of all the other places that you've been. But as an adult, I mean, you're still traveling. How do you feel that travel has changed you?
I believe travel has changed my perspective on how I look at things. Because you can see things on TV, you can read about it in a book, but when you actually go to these places and learn how people live, learn why people eat the way they do or use the utensils they do or why things are made the way they are when you go to these countries, it changes your mindset. And you're like, wow, okay, this can be done this way. It's amazing to see how what they're doing or the way they're cooking in Italy is the same way they've been doing it for so long. Mm. And your perspective on how things work totally changes. Mm-hmm. And so when I come back, I bring that back with me like, oh my gosh, I can try that. I can do that. So I think that's the biggest thing that it's done for me.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, that's the same here. I mean, it really does give you a look into the way that things are done. And I find a lot of times, too, that what I see then is that things may be different, but there's so many similarities and so many things that we can relate to, even if it's in a different country. Now, Lindsay, I want you to stay put, because when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about why Lindsay loves to travel, why she's out there doing all this travel. Now, this segment is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Going solo can bring on a lot of stress and worry about things going wrong. So let's take the worry out of that solo getaway with travel insurance, which can cover it all, including medical. Because a lot of times when we're traveling solo, that's what we're worried about. Suppose I get sick, who would be there to help me? Well, no worries. Allianz Travel Insurance, they're like your travel buddy when you're going solo. So there's a list of travel options, travel insurance options, to meet your needs as a solo traveler. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. They'll take the worry completely out of it. All you have to worry about is fun. And you don't have to worry about that, because you're going to do that anyway. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So you guys sit tight. We'll be back in a moment. These streets will make you feel-